I love you,
brother. Good morning, brothers. Brother James Morgan, Cap Omega.
Brother Morgan, here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge.
Hey, brother judge.
Yes, sir.
Put your gavel down. You're not sitting with no one today.
Good morning, my brothers, again, and happy Thanksgiving to each of you. We praise God for another extension of God's grace and mercy towards each of us to allow us to see another Thanksgiving. Oh, how good and absolutely pleasant it is for us to come together telephonically with unified hearts and spirits as we share often the good things of God. It is with great joy that I welcome each of you on this fourth day of our corporate and collective prayer cycle. We come together every day to intercede on behalf of our entire brotherhood, the great men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. We come together to fortify our faith and to share our beliefs and to match our beliefs with our behavior and to match our lessons with our living and to match our duty with our deeds. We have more than the requisite number today. We have more than two or three. We've come together, assembled in His name. Thank God for the numbers that we've achieved this week and the numbers that we will achieve even today. It is always a delight to have members of our fraternity from all of our districts on the phone. It's especially gratifying to have members of our Supreme Council sign on each day and members of our grand officers, both current and former, on the phone. It's good to hear the able voice of the one who organized this prayer call, Bishop Staccato Powell, and to also have with great delight, our grand basilisk number 40. And we're going to ask him now in his own way. It's my delicious delight to present him to you now. Grand basilisk number 40, Dr. Tony Knox. Dr. Knox, on this Thanksgiving, please give us greetings. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good morning, Reverend Doctor. And good morning to all the brothers and families on the call. And first, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. We've all been blessed with much to be thankful for. And as we come together on this call, continue praying for our brother Michael Jackson as he's having a tough time since surgery. But prayer works, and we know that. So please continue praying for him. And continue praying for brother Mike Parker as we have others who have faced adversity and have deaths in the family during this holiday season. Please continue to lift them up as you always do. Brothers, as you know each and every day, thank you for what you're doing. You're making a difference within our fraternity. You're making a difference within our community. You're making a difference with our country. We've been blessed. We've had families that support us and show us the love that we need to be able to go into the communities and do that same thing. And so I pray that everyone will have a great Thanksgiving and a great holiday season as we move forward. Continue being who you are and doing the things that you do. I thank you, and I love you all for all that you do for making our country. Thank you, Reverend Doctor.
Thank you so much, Dr. Knox. You are a blessing to us, and we're so thankful that God has allowed you to continue your contributions to this great fraternity via this prayer call. Thank you so much for what you do. We also are thankful to have many members of our families and friends join us this morning on this call, and I'm especially proud to have a young man who has joined the call today, who I just met telephonically, have yet to meet him in person. He happens to be a member of my family. As we were gathering members of our family together telephonically, the name Irvin Duhart popped up, and come to find out he's not only a brother, but he's the boss of his chapter in the 2nd District, and I'm so thankful to have Irvin Duhart on the phone this morning. Brothers, I thank also Brother Ray Johnson for allowing me to take his time and to greet us on this special day. And we ask that God will continue to bless Ray Johnson and all the district chaplains as they continue this work that was begun by Bishop Staccato Powell. There is a psalm among the 150 psalms that calls our attention today. It's Psalm 107. It's a very familiar psalm, and it opens this way. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those who he redeemed from the land and the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands from east and west, from north and south. And on this day, I have chosen to call this, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. My brothers, it is undeniable to those of us beyond the age of 20 that this generation of peoples is a lot different than previous generations. We could justifiably call this a generation of ungrateful people. It is noticed at every level and station in American life. Drivers on the highway are ungrateful. Salespeople during this season, ungrateful. Children, ungrateful. Employees, ungrateful. Even some professed religious people are now more ungrateful than in generations past. A generation of people that are unappreciative, unthankful, unmindful, unwilling to give others credit, unwilling to give others acknowledgement. As a matter of fact, we could probably call this generation the generation of resentment. People are just so resentful. And so I think it's appropriate that on this day of Thanksgiving, this day that opens the holiday season that was first held in 1611, start out with us reaffirming our appreciation for those things that God has blessed us, how God has blessed us. They prayed in 1611 because things were rough, and God sent them a ship filled with foods and supplies from England, and they took time from the very convoluted schedules to give God thanks. What an appropriate day to give God thanks. And in my opinion, what an appropriate scripture to remind us that we are the redeemed of the Lord, and we ought to also give God thanks. This particular scripture, Psalm, begins the fifth division of the Psalms. As you know, the Psalms are divided into five different divisions. And this begins division number five, the Psalms that appear between 107 and 150. And it opens up appropriately by saying, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good." What a wonderful scripture, dedicated to the congregation of the converted to catalog and convey the contributions of the Creator of the cosmos concerning our current condition. As we compassionately confront crises and cross over concerns and climb over catastrophes and still offer unapologetic praises and thanks to the God who made us. This is a passage presented to the pilgrims to verbalize the products of a power-packed portfolio of past performances of one who we call God, the Lord. It's for those who are members of our family and friends who are familiar with the Father, who formed us and framed us and freed us and forgave us and fought for us and fed us and favored us when we were not even faithful and fixed us when we were flawed. It's a petition to praise. This psalmist would say to us, if you are a citizen of the kingdom, you are a minister about the matchless munificence of the Master. Testify of your personal encounter. Give him thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Unto the Lord, the one, the water that never dries. The Lord, the one, bread never molds and vine never withers and answers to every problem. And the missing piece to every puzzle, the Lord himself. He is the one who deserves our praise. You have a personal prerogative. If you are redeemed, it's a call to you to give God praise and to thank him for what he has done. We're called the redeemed. We're called also not to just be a part of the redeemed, but we're called to remember, to think of those things that God has already done. And to thank him for what he has done. My brothers, when you think, you start thinking. And when you start thinking, you start thinking. When you pause to think, you have to cause to think. When your celebration, your thinking is profound, then your celebration is also profound. The more you think, the more you thank. And the more you thank him, the more you think of what he has done. A call to the redeemed, a call to remember, and a call to rejoice. I rejoice because I am not what I used to be. I'm not perfect, but I'm moving and striving towards perfection. I am redeemed, washed in his blood. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you who I am, I rejoice because I am redeemed. You have that personal prerogative. Because God, in verse 2, B has paroled our plight. We all come to him with a corrupted condition. And let me say, it's always good to know that we can become aware of our condition because we're under supernatural surveillance. God has looked at our faults, but he has also seen our needs and has saved us in spite of our misconduct. Some of us have been saturated with the sophomore sinful sexual scenarios of society. Many of us have vested our tongues with the vile and venomous and vituperative vernacular of society. Some of us have even over years modified our moods with some barbaric brand of booze. Some of us have even gone as far as to affect our nasal passages with some corrupt chemicals and concoctions from a kitchen laboratory. But God has still paroled our plight. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. He has preserved and gathered his people. The Bible says to us in this psalm that he has gathered us from the east, the west, the north, and the south. East representing sunrise and the west representing sunset. From morning till afternoon, from the beginning of our years until the maturity of the same, from the darkness of the north and the trouble of the south, God still protects us and preserves us. He takes care of us in spite of all that happens around us. Not only has he preserved and protected us and paroled our plight, but he has pitied our plea. Listen, all of us have been affected by chronic crying and corrupted conditions and the contaminated climate of our policies and those who occupy high offices in our nation. We have been contaminated by cultural clashes and calculated cussing and careless conflicts and conniving characters and conceited Christians and conscious commotions and condescending consecrations and continuous contradictions, yet God has taken care of us. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. It causes me now to reflect on my ABCs. He's been the answer to my anxiety, blessings for my burdens, cure for my calamities. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Deliverance for my distress, eraser for my errors, fix for my faults, glory for my gloom, healing for my hurts, injection for my infection, joy for my journey. Thank God for my ABCs. He keeps me from falling. He loves me in spite of my wrong, gives me mercy from my mess, and nurture for my nature, opportunity for obstacles, and praise in my problems, quiet during my storm, rest from my worries, strength for the journey, trust when dealing with trash, understanding for my undertaking, and victory for my battles, wisdom for my ministry, excitement for my work, yearning for more grace, and zero things to worry about. Thank God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I am aware, I am naive to the fact that many of us are still at this time in our lives and in this season dealing with difficulty. But I'm reminded of a story that was told to me personally by Derek King, who, when I was a pastor in Miami, was invited to preach at his church, Tabernacle Baptist Church in West Palm Beach. Derek King is the nephew of Dr. Martin Luther King. I preached that November, and I was there following October, which is the death month of my mother, and I had a hard time. But I got through the sermon, and after everything was over, Reverend King said to me, I want to share with you a story. And he told me that he had a chance to talk to his uncle following the death of Dr. Martin Luther King. And he asked his uncle, he says, how is it, his granduncle, how is it that you can be so thankful when you've lost a wife, you've lost a son, you've lost a brother, you've lost many, you've lost so much? And Dr. Martin Luther King Sr. looked Reverend Derek King, his grandnephew, in the eye and said, listen, yes, God has allowed some blessings to be taken away from me, but every day when I wake up, I'm thankful for the things that I'm left with. Thank God for what I got left. And that's what I would say to all of you that are dealing with difficult times now. Thank God for what you have left. May God bless you, because that's the very best that I can do at 6:30 in the morning on Thanksgiving Day 2018. We'll now go to God in prayer. First of all, by acknowledging those of you that are prophet Thanksgiving testimonies of thanks. And I want to read those to you now that have been prophet over the past 24 hours for us to mention today. Brother Stephen Duvall Beta Sigma says, offer thanks today for the Reverend Dr. Powell for answering the call from God to establish the Omega Prayer Call for our great fraternity, which is drawing all of us closer to God's heart and to each other on a daily basis. Thanks to all the other grand officers for seeing it through to ensure the continuation of the calls as they are gaining momentum. Secondly, we have a testimony of thanks from Brother Ray Johnson, who simply says, thank God for loving me yet another day. Brother Mark Walker from Cap Omega, 2nd District, says, I'd like to thank the Lord for grace and mercy, for a reasonable portion of good health, for loved ones who are ever present, and parents who continue to provide guidance, support, and wisdom. Brother Walker says, I'm thankful that the Lord is blessing our family with the opportunity to relocate and begin new careers in Dallas, Texas. I'm thankful for 3 undergraduates and a faculty advisor who had the vision to start the greatest fraternity in the world 107 years ago. Lastly, I'm thankful for Jesus Christ, who died, was resurrected, and ascended to his Father, and given me the opportunity to have everlasting life. Bishop Staccato Powell says, thank God for the presence of family and great health. Grateful for the privilege and honor of serving this great fraternity as Grand Chaplain. Thank God that even though I lost loved ones over the past 12 months, I never lost my joy nor my praise. We also have this wonderful testimony from Brother Tony Knox. I give thanks for the health and safety of my immediate family. Thanks for my journey with my health, and thanks for the unity and difference made by Omega Psi Phi fraternity during the last 4 years. God bless all of you for proffering your testimony of thanks, and we thank God for each of you as we now go into our time of prayer. Let me just say this before we go into prayer. Brothers, thank you so much for supporting this prayer call, and we ask that God will bless you throughout this day and the days that remain. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for those who have taken time to proffer their prayer request to us. And we thank you, God, that even now you are blessing us and healing us, even on this day. Thank you, God, for the prayers that have been proffered by Brother Edie Hall as we pray for traveling mercy for those who are visiting friends and family during this holiday season. God, we pray for continued healing for Brother Michael Jackson and Johnny Corr, Beverly Eaton and Karen Hunt. We thank God for former Grand Bachelors Brother Ed Brannon and Ethel Cooper and Hattie Perry as they, in my words, lead the line through this aging process. We thank you, God, for Betty Jean Lucas, who is undergoing chemotherapy treatments, and Darnella Gaskins-Marne, who's receiving radiation and chemotherapy. We thank you always for those who are suffering from the vestiges of cancer. We pray, God, that you would bless Zoe Barnes and Malia Spears and Gladys Herndon and their caregivers. We pray for Rose Mitchell, who receives dialysis daily at her home, and for the healing, continual healing from diabetes for Brother Hall's sister, Ava. We pray for Brother Hall's aunt, Franny Hall, and Minnie Doris Cummins, who are both now in assisted living facilities. God, we thank you for Brother Doug Spears, who is recovering well following his leg amputation, and for Stephen Murphy and Virginia Jackson, who both have myopathy. God, thank you so much for all those prayer requests that have been proffered, some telephonically, some via email, some via text, some not even expressed, but God, you know who they are. Supply our needs and help us on this day. You have cared for the earth, O God, and have filled it with your riches. Abundance flows in your steps through the pastures and wilderness. Thank you, God, for providing for our land and softening it with showers and bathing it with your light and blessing it with growth. Thank you, God, that even now the hills sing with joy. The meadows are covered with flocks. The field decks themselves with wheat, and together they all glorify your name. Help us, God, to mimic the action of your creation and always give you thanks. Oh, we give thanks unto the Lord, for you are so good. Thank you so much that on this occasion of our Thanksgiving, we as a fraternity and indeed a nation take rest from our labors to consider your many blessings. We thank you for our freedoms and for the opportunity to contribute our skills, our attributes, our values towards the good of society. We thank you, God, for the mixture of our cultures, the blending us into one people under God. Help us as a fraternity and as a nation to be a light unto other nations and to further the cause of freedom and justice all over this world. God, we remember those on this day who are less fortunate than we are. We lift in prayer the victims of poverty and racism and all those who suffer from forms of political and economic oppression. Let the word that goes forth from our mouths speak of your peace. Let us proclaim your hope, our hope in Christ as Savior of all humanity. God, we pray that you will bless all those who gather here on this line as we come together to experience daily your presence among us. Give us your guidance, O God. Empower us for your work. We claim nothing for ourselves, but we return all glory and honor to you. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, and we offer our thanks and praise to you. And in the words of Staccato Power, when praying days are over, and when we can't gather anymore and share, and give us grace now that as we come to that last day on our lifely journey, on our life's journey, that we'll hear your welcome voice say, well done. Thank you so much for what you've done. And now, God, hear our prayers, help us and heal us and stay with us. And whatever we have failed in asking that you know we stand in need of, grant it to us. Thank you for all things. And we pray all of this in the name of that dark-skinned, woolly-haired, bloodshot-eyed Jew, that Negro from Nazareth named Jesus. It's in that name that we pray. And all the brothers said, amen.
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 Dr. Richardson.
Amen.
God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving Day, brothers.
Thank
you, Brother Rick.
Hey,
thank you for those ABCs, Dr. Richardson.
I did the best that I could do.
You're very well, my brother.
God bless you, Reverend Doctor.
Yes, sir.
That's the way.
Happy
Brother
Gumby. Brother Gumby.
Yes, sir.
God bless you all, brothers. Happy Thanksgiving.
Disfruta de dia de pavo.
Si, es el día de gracias.